Who would have thought that an avatara like Sri Ramakrishna and Ma Sharada also had to go through all the trials and tribulations of life, just like any one of us? The difference? They endured everything with a smile, and we are still trying to get there someday. Join me in this wonderful journey of exploring Ma Sharada's life, not just through story, but open your imagination wide so you can live through all of history and go back in time. It was 1864. Sharada was 11 years old. Bengal then suffered from a terrible famine, and Jairam Bhati did not escape. People were starving in hundreds and thousands. Many would come to her father's house for food. Ramachandra, though a poor man himself, opened a free kitchen and fed whoever came with made of rice and dal. Dal is basically lentils. He had a little stock of rice stored away for future, which he now exhausted. Ma Sharada was moved by the spectacle of suffering. When hungry people sat down to eat the hot khichuri, she would with both her hands fan the hot stuff to cool down. One day, a tribal girl with shaggy hair and wild bloodshot eyes came running and began eating the powdered rice soaked in a tub for the cattle. She didn't even hear Sharada calling her to come inside and share in the khichuri. Recalling this incident, Ma Sharada Devi said, many years later, "It's no joke bearing the agony of an empty stomach." The years rolled on. Ma Sharada, married at the age of 5, had now grown up into a beautiful maiden. But her husband, immersed in divine ecstasies, was living in Calcutta at Dakshineshwar, totally forgetful of the outside world. Now, gossip was rife at Jairam Bhati that Sharada had been married off to a madman. When she would go to bathe in the pond, the other women would say, "Oh, there comes the wife of that lunatic. What a pity she was married to him." Sharada was deeply hurt. In her heart of hearts, she knew that Sri Ramakrishna was no lunatic. Oh, how loving and kind he was when he came last. He behaved normally. How can he be mad now? She was torn between hope and despair. Only a village woman named Bhanu consoled her. She was a woman of deep insight, and people in the village respectfully called her Aunt Bhanu. At last, Ma Sharada decided she would go to Dakshineshwar and see things for herself. Another miracle awaits all of us in this beautiful journey. In March 1872, Ma Sharada set out on foot for Dakshineshwar, which was 60 miles away. Her father and some of the village women accompanied her. She enjoyed her walk through the fields, but as they went along, her legs began to give way, and she was seized with a high fever. She could walk no further and lay in a wayside inn, tortured by the fear that she might not be able to reach Calcutta and see her husband. But during the night, as she lay in her bed, she had a vision. A woman of black complexion, but of great beauty, appeared before her and stroked her body gently. Ma Sharada asked her, "When did you come?" And the visitor replied, "Just now." "And where did you come from?" asked Ma Sharada. "From Dakshineshwar," said the visitor. Ma Sharada. Indeed, I do want to go there. Ah, but this illness. And the visitor assures, No, don't worry, my dear. You will surely go there and see him. Ma Sharada says, Oh, you are so kind. Who are you? Is there any relation of ours? And the visitor says, I am your sister. With that, the visitor disappeared. In the morning, Ma Sharada found that the fever had passed. Without losing time, her father arranged for a palanquin for her and they reached Dakshineshwar at night. Sri Ramakrishna welcomed Ma Sharada lovingly. He said, Ah, you have come. Good. I am very happy. He asked her to stay in his room that night. Ma Sharada was greatly relieved, for she found Sri Ramakrishna was not mad after all. He was as kind and loving as always. She said to herself, How false is this gossip of the villagers? It's good that I came here myself. Now let me serve him with all of my heart. Her days passed in the service of her husband. Her heart was filled with pure joy. One day he asked her, What do you want, Sharada? Worldly life or godliness? She said firmly, No, certainly I am not interested in a worldly life. I shall help you in your pursuit of God. Another day she asked him as she was stroking his feet, How do you look upon me? Ma Sharada asked. Pat, came the reply. The Divine Mother who is worshipped in the temple and the Mother who gave birth to this body and is now living in Nahabat is now stroking my feet, no doubt. Truly do I regard you as the blissful Mother of the universe. Thus, for 8 months, Ma Sharada lived with Sri Ramakrishna, both living in the heights of God consciousness, without a trace of worldliness. Oh, what a divine pair they are!